It's the LFC agenda, just checking in with a quick update on the situation with regards to Liverpool's hierarchy. Interesting news reaching us just as we finished the last podcast regarding the possible return of Michael Edwards to a very senior and important role at Anfield. He was approached to be sporting director, I believe, in January, a role that he turned down. We look at the impact he had in the early stages of Jurgen Klopp's time before leaving the club after 10 years at Anfield. You can see why he's trying to raise the stakes a little bit. And the new role that he's potentially looking to land is heading up recruitment and analytics and any appointments of key staff such as new manager. Xabi Alonso obviously being touted as the key target for Liverpool, plus and a new sporting director who comes through the door. So he's clearly on a bit of a power trip, but he's probably earned the right to ask for this level of influence. And it seems that his tough negotiation has potentially reaped some rewards to him, because Paul Joyce, very reliable source in the social media world and in the journalist world, has said tonight that Liverpool held fresh talks over the weekend to secure his return. They met on Sunday, and yeah, I'm not quite sure what they'd call the role, but as I said, it's quite far ranging in terms of responsibility, and it is very exciting times, actually, given the attractiveness of Michael Edwards to other potential suitors and the fact that he knows the club so well. So it's not like he's starting from zero. It's not like you're having to have that period of bedding in to really get the club. And the sooner Liverpool are able to sort this role out, the easier it will be to get the sporting director. And it will be interesting to see how much input Michael Edwards has or doesn't have with regards to sporting director's decisions. And that's clearly going to be linked to the manager role. I think independent of what happens with Edwards, whether he takes a role or not, the leading candidate for the managerial role, which is what the fans are immediately interested in, remains Xabi Alonso. His team looked like they were going to lose their, I think, 36-game unbeaten record this season, which is just mind-blowing, when they went up against Karabag in the Europa League, and they pulled it back to 2-2. So he keeps going. They're 10 points ahead in the Bundesliga. He's clearly heading for a statue being built outside that ground if they see this through. Leverkusen, traditionally known as Leverkusen in Germany, it's a slight against them given the fact that they have regularly or consistently in the past been the bridesmaid but never quite got things over the line. So I think the accepted logic is, given the size of the club, given what he's on course to achieve, and the opportunity which isn't going to come round again anytime soon. You don't know if it does come round that you'll be in a position where you'll have the opportunity to take it. I really think that it's a no-brainer for him. Whereas the Munich role, that could be available at any time. Also, you're not going to get as much love or credit for achieving much there. There's managers that have won trebles there and not survived. Thomas Tuchel himself is someone who won the league last year but didn't raise any eyebrows. They've done it 11 seasons on the bounce. So coming to Liverpool, and everyone knows the history that and the connection that Xabi Alonso has with the club, you're looking at as close as you can get to a real stable, clean transition from this Jurgen Klopp era as it draws to its conclusion over the next 3 months. So yeah, exciting times. Let's watch this space and let's see what happens.